You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Budget Arcade. We're your number one video game review podcast with your wallet in mind. Hence the name Budget. We, in our typical weeks, we review a independent or free-to-play video game. And we rate and review it. Myself, Jeff Scott. Sometimes Elliot, but we don't mention him. He's kind of like Bruno. We don't talk about him, even though he's kind of the background with rats on his back. Credit to you if you got any of those references. Appreciate you and your childlike wonder. But yeah, so we rate and review those games during our typical weeks. Here in these off weeks, I go it alone. I traverse through the universe of video game news, some breaking reports, some video game release calendars, where I'll tell you what's coming up in the month, or I'll review a game I've been playing. It's probably a newer title, probably a AAA title, probably a single player title, because that's my wheelhouse. But I'm not going to do that for you today. You'll have to wait until next time. Most weeks I take you through what I've been playing. So I'll do that here. So we'll go over some news. I'm going to actually give you my first impressions of the Halo, the Paramount Plus Halo television episode 1. My first impressions of that. And so, which it released on Thursday of this past week? It released last week. So, without further ado, let's get into it. And once again, these podcasts aren't meant to be overly long. Not so winded, even though I do like to hear myself talk. I'm not going to do that to you in these off weeks. Not usually. But I'll try to keep it under 20 minutes. So it's perfect lunchtime listening, drive home listening,
drive to work listening. Even though I would not recommend me being the first thing that your ears hear in the morning. But I appreciate you if you are one of those people. So let's get into it. Last week, Sony announced that the PlayStation 5 is getting a pretty big update to the console that is going to bring variable refresh rate, also known as VRR, in the next couple months. And I'm air quoting couple months is because Sony did not give a definitive release date for this update. However, they want you to know that it is coming. And those of you playing on a television or monitor that support HDMI 2.1, you will have smoother gameplay, sharper graphics, and reduced input lag. And so that's exciting for you image connoisseurs that need to play your high-definition hardware on high-definition televisions using high-definition updates. Yeah. Also coming in the update, you will have voice commands. So like, Amazon has Alexa. Now, PlayStation has, hey, PlayStation, pause the game. Hey, I don't know why you would do that. Hey, PlayStation, open up Hulu. Hey, PlayStation, play Spotify, that type of stuff. It's all, you know, just mimicking Amazon or, you know, Apple with Siri. But it is a unique feature, which I honestly don't know if Microsoft offers anything like that with the Xbox. They probably do, but I don't care. It's not an Xbox-supported podcast. Jeff and Scott are rolling in their graves right now. So that's coming, and that's the VRR is a pretty big one, and a lot of gamers have been asking for it. I'm not sure why it wasn't supported at launch, but we are now in year two of the PS5's life cycle, so no better time than now. Moving on, Rockstar this week announced that they will be offering a subscription service for Grand Theft Auto Grand Theft Auto 5 Online, and it's going to be called GTA Plus. Just what everybody needs, another subscription service. I can't tell you how much money I fork over every month to various subscription services. I honestly I'd have to go and look at like my bank account and see what is coming out every month over month to tell you, because and call me inconsiderate with my money, but I just be signing up for stuff and being like, yeah, sure, I'll cancel this next month, and I never do. I can't be the only one, but I'm the only one talking on this podcast right now. So as far as I know, the only thing stopping me is a website. I don't know the website to sign up for GTA Plus, but and also I don't play GTA Online. So by the time you're listening to this, hopefully if Scott has his act together, GTA Plus will be live. Launches March 29th, and it'll be available for the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S versions of the game. It'll cost you $6 a month, and will come with the a recurring monthly bank deposit in game of $500,000, making sure that you have plenty of money to spend in your online dealings. That the service also offers, quote, a wide range of member-only bonuses, exclusive properties, vehicles, upgrades, discounts, and cash and RP bonuses. And the developer publisher also mentions that there will be the ability to unlock gameplay updates that you might have missed out on. Time release content may only be available on GTA Plus. So, yeah. The first month of GTA Plus will provide you with $500,000 in game cash. The a supercar that comes with Howe's Special Works upgrade and the HSW Orange Trip and HSW CMYK glitch liveries. I have no idea what I'm saying right now. The auto shop property located in La Mesa. And a waived LS Car Meet membership fee. So you can, so if you're a current LS Car Meet member, if you are GTA Plus, you'll be reimbursed the membership fee for the month, I guess. If you have a yacht, you'll be able to upgrade to the Aquarius Super Yacht for free. And the Gossette Frog Tee and Broker Prolapse Basketball Top and Shorts will be added to your wardrobe at no additional cost. Act now. What else? Selection of free paints and emblems for the auto shop, 3x your GTA cash and RP on Howe Special Works Race Series, and two times car meet rep on the Street Race Series. If you're interested, you can find all of that probably on Rockstar's website.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're a GTA Online player, you're probably pretty interested in this subscription service. And it's actually, it makes a lot of sense both by the developer and publisher and the consumer, is that you're not, you know, just, I mean, you will still have the ability to just spend extra money in the game, but you're also going to be, you know, baseline, everybody's going to have the same baseline offerings. And so for $6 a month, you can, you know, kind of just hang out and build your own little stuff. And, you know, if you don't feel like spending extra money, you can just surf around. So that's pretty cool. But really, do we need another subscription service? Do we? Speaking of subscription services, I'm going to offer you my review of Paramount Plus's, as another plus. Why is all the streaming services called plus? Disney Plus, Apple Plus, or is it Apple TV? Apple Plus. GTA Plus, Nintendo Plus. That's probably not a thing. I just made that up. Oh, well, what's with the plus? I don't get it. And Disney was the first one, but I don't get what the plus is. I mean, it's not, you're not additional stuff. I mean, I guess some original content, but like you're compiling your content into one service. I mean, Disney streaming. I mean, it's simply D Plus is a very fast way of referencing the platform. I don't get it. But that's not a discussion for today. So last week, Paramount Plus launched a highly anticipated video game adaptation television series of Halo. And I'll just, you know, give you the IMDb synopsis for Halo, even though if you're listening to this podcast, you likely know the synopsis of Halo. But according to IMDb, aliens threaten human existence in an epic 26th century showdown. TV series based on the video game Halo. Created by Stephen Kane and Kyle Killen. And it stars Pablo Schreiber, who is very well entrenched in television. He spent many years on Law and Order. He has done... He's a character actor, but he plays Master Chief in this. And Natasha McElhone, and Yeren Ha. And so I'm just going to give you my quick overview impressions of this, of the first episode, and only the first episode was released. Or wait, no. Yeah, only the first episode. It's a weekly release on Paramount Plus. The show starts out with a group of teenagers doing kind of teenage things. They're out in a field, and they're on some planet, Earth-like planet, but it's not Earth. And they go and pick some. They talk about, you know, hey, we're gonna get so high on this, you know, plant. You know, maybe kind of like shrooms, but they go and pick this plant. They're getting ready to get high, or when one of them ingests this plant, but they're all getting ready to take the plant and, you know, get high, like I said. And then one of the main teenagers, Quan, played by Yeren Ha, she notices something like in the up on the on like on a nearby hill or mountain, and it's like a glimmer, and she goes and looks at it and walks away from the group and discovers that it's aliens. And I think the aliens are the Covenant. I'm not a big Halo guy, so forgive me if I get the lore wrong. But they are the Covenant. And so her friends, Quan's friends get killed by the Covenant aliens, and she has to run for her life back to this like little town that's like got walls all around it, and the alien Covenant blasts their way into the town and they start murdering everybody. And pretty soon the Spartans show up, and you know, Spartans are these super soldier dudes. And oh, and I should mention that this takes place in the year 2552. But there's the Spartans show up, and they start protecting the humans, even though these humans think the Spartans are the bad guys at first. And there's only one survivor, and it's Quan. And she gets brought on to the, I don't even know what the U.S., no, U.N., United Nations Military, UNMC, I think that's what it is, the UNMC, once again, forgive me if I got it wrong, decide to bring Quan aboard a ship, and, you know, some political BS takes place, and they're like, oh, well, you know, we got to kill the girl because she's the only one left, and she knows, you know, she knows too much, essentially. And they task Master Chief with killing the girl, Well, Master Chief starts. He touched some alien artifact while he was on the planet fighting the Covenant aliens, and he starts having these flashbacks. And essentially, he decides that he's not going to kill the girl, and he's going to take her aboard his ship and flee the UNMC. And so, and it's very Mandalorian-esque, the show, is because, you know, in the games, Master Chief, I don't think, ever took his helmet off. Or if he did, you never saw it. And he gives the statement, like, the girl asks him at one point, hey, why don't you take your helmet on? And he goes, oh, you know, it's giving me stuff that I need or whatever. The episode ends, and they're like 45 minutes. The episode's like 45 minutes long. The episode ends when Master Chief escapes with the girl. And, you know, there's no spoilers here, is because I don't know where the story's going. So there's no spoilers. I don't know what is a spoiler for Halo. So if just skip ahead. Hopefully Scott will list some times in this episode, you can just skip right past this. Anyway, so let me tell you my just thoughts. It's a very sci-fi channel production. And from the acting to the sets to the CG, it was just all very generic. And there was times where the Spartan armor that these guys are wearing looks very good. Like that most recent Power Rangers movie. Those suits look dope. And there's scenes in this episode where, you know, Master Chief's armor looks really good. But then there's scenes where, like, it absolutely does not hold up well, where he's running across, like, a battlefield or, you know, in a scene, and it's just flapping in the wind. And it looks like it weighs, like, 5 ounces. And it's just, it was inconsistent. And then the CG wasn't good. And you would think that Paramount and Microsoft would want to throw a lot more money. And for what I understand, what I've read is that the budget for the entire show was only around $100 million. So that's, and I think there's 10 episodes in the season. So that's $10 million if you, you know, average it out, $10 million an episode, which doesn't seem like a ton, especially for a sci-fi television show. Paramount probably should have thrown a little bit more money at this to make it more believable. And, you know, Pablo Schreiber, I mean, he's the most recognizable face in this show. But, like, this, it just wasn't good. I use the term garbage on Twitter. So if you follow me, you already know my thoughts. But it was bad. Like, just the effects were bad, and some of the acting was bad. Quan, the actress who plays Quan is the best actress so far, Yeren Ha. Very believable. And Pablo Schreiber, when he has enough to work with, is a good actor as well. But you just hear his voice in certain parts of this. But it's very, very Mandalorian. You can tell that Paramount likely was hedging their bets, not knowing how this would work out, so they didn't want to throw a ton of money at it, and it reflects that. I think it had viewership. It did numbers, probably, for Paramount. So it's a weekly release. Episodes release on Thursdays, I think, and there's 10 episodes total. So you can get Paramount Plus wherever you stream. Wherever you, there's two different tiers for Paramount Plus. You can get the Essential plan, which is $5 a month, or the Premium, which offers you no ads, except, you know, live TV, and then and you watch live sports. So that's $10 a month. But yeah, so anyways, that's, dang, we're already over the 20 minute mark. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. I get a little carried away. But anyways. So no calendar, no what you call it, video game release calendar. I gave you that, you know, 2 weeks ago for April, and it's pretty barren. But I've been playing Pokemon Arceus here recently on the Switch, and can I tell you, give you my honest opinion, I'm overwhelmed with it. There's a ton going on, and it's the whole system's kind of been revamped from the last new Pokemon game, and so it's just you know, it's a open world, and you know, you can come and go as you please into various regions, but the plot for the game is like meh. But it is if you're picking up Pokemon for like the first time, I could see where this game is awesome. It's because you have no preconceived notions of what a Pokemon game is supposed to be. You have no nostalgic ties to playing Pokemon games of the past. And, you know, up until very recent, Pokemon games were just formulaic. They were, you just, essentially the same missions, you just had different Pokemon. Now with this game, just whole new mechanics, whole new stuff. It's very Breath of the Wild-esque. You know, it looks great on the Switch. It's, you know, it's good to pick up and put down. That's the beauty of the Switch. So you're not really tied. It does feel like a true handheld title, but, I don't know what I was thinking. And I typically check out some reviews for a game before I dive in, just so I know what to expect. But I didn't with this game. I just kind of went off word of mouth of, you know, hey, everybody really liked it. And, so that's why I got it. And so I'm just kind of just, chugging along with new gameplay mechanics, new Pokemon, new story, new characters, just kind of new everything. And I don't know how I feel about it yet. We'll see, you know, by the time I'm done with it. But it is a bit overwhelming if you're coming back to the franchise, like I am. I played the last new Switch title was, Pokemon Sword, I think that was. But anyways, So that's it for this week. We always appreciate you giving us your time. If you want to support the podcast, you can become a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/budgetarcade, where you can donate any amount of money that you'd like. We typically prefer, you know, increments of 50. Kidding. But if you become a Patreon subscriber, you get exclusive access to our Patreon Discord channel. But if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you don't want to do that right now, feel free to join our Discord channel. Our Discord server, I'm sorry. All these technical terms. We'd love to have you. We have a very awesome community of gamers, where we talk games, books, movies, and television. We have a dedicated Wordle channel where we all post our winnings daily. And so feel free to join that. Hit the link in the show notes. You can find the podcast on all of your social media platforms at Budget Arcade, or at Budget Arcade Games, and you know, give us a like, a follow, subscribe, catch us on YouTube. Everything. We're everywhere. We're all the omnis. I guarantee you, you'll find us wherever you're looking. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can find his music at metroidmetal.com, and make sure you catch our Discord. where we'll announce the next game that we're playing. I don't know it. It's a surprise. I'm always down for surprises, and we'll catch you next week.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.